3 years ago, Jerry Patterson announced he would not seek re-election as the state's land commissioner, but instead would be running for lieutenant governor. Patterson lost that primary election to Dan Patrick and endorsed George P. Bush for land commissioner that same year. Since then, Patterson says he's had a change of heart and filed to run against Bush in the 2018 Republican primary election.
I know you're all surprised by my presence here in this capacity as a new candidate for Texas Land Commissioner, but instead of standing here praising the performance of my successor, I find myself compelled to file for office.
Patterson's two chief complaints with Bush's job performance are transparency concerning the General Land Office's $450 million Alamo Restoration Project and the delay in the agency administering federal housing assistance to hundreds of thousands of coastal homeowners impacted by Hurricane Harvey. But what chance does Patterson have at defeating Bush during a Republican primary election? Jim Henson, professor with the University of Texas at Austin's Texas Politics Project, says Patterson is well known and has had a lot of experience when it comes to running a statewide campaign.
On the liability side, he is not as tapped into political resources that are necessary for a statewide campaign.
Currently, Bush is sitting on an estimated $2.5 million in campaign funds, and Patterson says he plans on raising around $500,000 to cover his campaign cost. 2018's primary election is scheduled for March 6th, the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.